Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You feel good!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It is my great privilege to welcome you to Canton, Ohio.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's showtime.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Guess what today is? Hump Day!
Woo-hoo! Let's go. Let's go. You know what, Brian? I think from now on, instead of the Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda Kotb, have a great show, I say we just get in this Tom Brady, let's go. Got to find that somewhere. He celebrated his birthday yesterday. He's the GOAT. So are we. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Kenny and JT Show. Kenny on vacation. You've got your homeboy, JT. And you know what it is, folks. You know what it is. It is pro football's greatest week. And everything really gets underway with all the festivities basically today. So this morning at 6 a.m., they went off with that, what do they call that, Brian? The Play Football First Play presented by Panini. That's a sports card business, correct? And then tonight at 6 o'clock, it's Play Football Skills Camp at what we used to call Don Scott Field.
It's the National Youth Football's Sports Complex at Johnson Controls Hall of Fame Village.
Ah. No more Don Scott Field, huh?
No more Millette Mall, no more Don Scott Field.
No more Canton Center either, I don't think. Who knows? We'll keep an eye on all of the events, and we're going to talk more about Pro Football Hall of Fame weekend and everything else that it means to this community. And it's really a special time for me. Anybody that grew up, you know, in this town or around it knows what this festival really means to the community. So on my way into work yesterday, I was thinking, okay, you look to your right, you see the beautiful, fantastic Centennial Plaza. And then to the left, a little bit further on down the road on Market Avenue, it's the Canton Chamber of Commerce building. And I thought to myself, well, you know what? We should reach out to the chamber. We should get someone on. And who do you go to? I go straight to the top. You know me. So I figured, you know what? Let's get a hold of Dennis Saunier, see if we can get him to come onto the show. Realizing it's probably the busiest week of the year for those folks, but then when you really think about it, shouldn't everything already be running smoothly by now? I would think if you're at the Chamber of Commerce, the scheduling is the hard part. Now that you're in the blood and guts of this thing, everything should be downhill, or so I think. We're going to talk to Dennis Saunier, the president and CEO of the Canton Regional Chamber of Commerce today at about 4 o'clock, an hour from now. I want to ask him what this festival really means to the community. You know, we think about things, and we've talked about so many great things that go on, from things that happened in the past that no longer go on, like the rib burn off, the mayor's breakfast, to things that are still going on, but they're being tweaked this year, like the fashion show and the dinner. Those are all taking a different form this year due to the protocols and coronavirus, and we'll talk more about that. And speaking of that, the coronavirus, that is, on Canton's Morning News this morning with Pam Cook, she spoke with Rich DeRozier, VP of Communications at the Hall of Fame, specifically on the Troy Polamalu situation. You'll remember he tested positive for coronavirus last week. And we're going to, you know what? Do we have that sound? Let's just go ahead. This is this morning, Pam Cook and the VP of Communications at the Hall of Fame, Rich DeRozier.
So the latest on that is we're in daily contact with his doctors, and his doctors have said from the beginning that his quarantine period, barring any further complications, would end Friday night, meaning that he could be cleared as safe to travel on Saturday morning. And if that's the case, if he gets the all clear on Friday night, I think he plans to jump on a plane Saturday morning and get here in time to participate in his enshrinement. It's something he really wants to do. So our fingers are crossed that he can do it.
Perfect hair. Get that head and shoulders and get on a plane and get your butt to Canton, Ohio. That's going to be a great thing, especially for all the Steeler fans that are coming in. And not just that either. I mean, I'm not the Steeler fan. I'm a Browns fan. But I am a football fan. And it's a celebration of greatness, and he's one of the greatest to ever strap it on, I'm telling you. Troy Polamalu in Canton is big news. I mean, think about it. Guy's been retired for 5 years, right? First year eligibility, going to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Actually should have been done last year, right? But he's still making television commercials. He's still relevant. And that's what I look for. That's what a lot of people look for when we get into this celebration. Now, yesterday on the program, I asked you to share your traditions of either Pro Football Hall of Fame weekend, maybe the weeks leading up to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Today, I'm going to tweak that a little bit. And I was thinking about this as well. How about brushes with greatness? During the festival, maybe there was a concert and you met somebody that played. You remember they used to have these concerts downtown Canton? Kool and the Gang. Who else played, Brian? Pat Benatar, I think, played 1 year.
Donnie Iris used to come all the time.
Donnie Iris downtown, obviously. Michael Stanley used to perform. But I'm talking about brushes with greatness. I'm talking about who you may have run into during Pro Football Hall of Fame weekend. Whether it was a former player, whether it was a former Hall of Famer themselves, maybe a Hollywood movie star.
Joan Jett, remember her?
I said Joan Jett.
You did say
that? Pay attention to me, kid, when I'm talking. But I'm just talking about just in general. If you've run into anyone, maybe it was a celebrity. You ran into other radio personalities before, didn't you, Brian? Larry King?
Oh, yeah, Larry King, yeah.
See, I remember your life better than you do, and I've only known you for 5 years. But these are the things I'm talking about. I'm going to share one with you right now. This is about, let's see, what's is 2021? I left the beer company in 2006. This has got to be 2004, 2005. I'm at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during where they called the Giant Eagle Party the Fat Tent. Anybody who's ever been to the Fat Tent knows what I'm talking about. There were two tents set up by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. One was sponsored by Giant Eagle. The other was the Ultimate Fan Party. I DJ'd the Ultimate Fan Party a couple of times, but everybody, let's face it, wanted to be at the Fat Party, the Fat Tent. It's where all the food, all the beverage, all the celebrities were. So after one of the parties, and they would end early because it was the day of the game, and whether or not it was on a Monday, I think back then they were still doing Monday Night Football. I know it wasn't a Saturday. After the Fat Party adjourned, and they would just get you out of there like cattle. Party's over. Get out. But it was amazing because everybody would basically make, I'm not going to say a mad rush to the stadium, but they would make their way to Fawcett Stadium. And that's when you would see people. And if you waited long enough, you would see celebrities, former athletes, Pro Football Hall of Famers. I ran into Bob Lilly of the Dallas Cowboys. I think he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1980. Larger than life. My brother was a huge Dallas Cowboy fan growing up. Let's face it, a lot of us were in our age group. This is before everybody jumped on the bandwagon and before they had one for the thumb and everybody loved the Pittsburgh Steelers. No. This was when America's team wore the star on their helmet and everybody loved Landry and the Cowboys, all right? It's just the way it was. Until the 72 Dolphins came along and they went undefeated, and I remember that too. As a grade school kid at Summit Elementary School, everybody loved the Dolphins. Why? Because they went undefeated, you front runners. Don't you jump on that bandwagon. And I didn't. Well, I did for a couple of years because, let's face it, my brother, my cousins, they were all Dallas Cowboy fans. So I meet Bob Lilly, number 74 of the Dallas Cowboys, world champions, Super Bowl VI. See him coming out of this party. He's with his wife. I can't remember what her name was. Bob, what are you doing? Where are you going? I reckon we're going to get something to eat. Got that little bit of a Dallas, little Texas draw there. I'm not feeling any pain at the end of this party. I walk up to Mr. Lilly and I say, Mr. Lilly, I'd like to take you to a steak dinner. And I'm taking you and your lovely wife to a place that's very close, near and dear to my heart, good friends of the family. My Uncle Hogan was great friends with the Margatakises. We're going to the Sparta Lounge. He looks at me. I got my Miller Lite shirt on. He says, you work for Miller Beer? I said, as a matter of fact, I do. Local distributorship, sir. He says, I own a Coors Light distributorship down in Texas. He goes, calls his wife over. He goes, I reckon we're going to dinner with you then. Reckon. No, you're talking to somebody from the South. They say, reckon. I reckon we're going to dinner with you. I'm like, that's great. Now what am I going to do? Now I got to buy. What's wrong with me? Anybody knows me knows that I'm trying to work this out for a free meal. Fail. Anyway, we get ready to go down, and you know the volunteers, and a lot of people have different thoughts on the volunteers. They're just doing their job, folks. They're not trying to be, you know, a tough guy, and you can't go here, you can't go there. They're doing what they're told. They practice. They have different things that they're in charge of or whatever. Bob Lilly gets on a golf cart. He goes, get on this cart with us. They're not allowed on this cart, sir. That's what the volunteers said. They're not allowed on this cart. He says, do you know who I am? He goes, yes, sir, I do. He says, I say they're getting on the cart. Okay. Where are you going? I parked down at the entranceway that was always blocked off. And by the way, Stadium Park is blocked off again, folks. You can still utilize the running track and everything else. You can still use the picnic shelters, but you can't drive your car through Stadium or Monument Park. So let that sink in. We'll talk more about that later. But back to the story. Where'd you park? Well, you know me. I'm going to get into the park, whether it's open or closed. I had a friend and a relative that actually used to work down there during the summertime that would open the gate and let me park there. Where are we going? Get on the golf cart down the hill, right about where they're going to put that Marion Motley statue. I'm going to talk about that here in a second, too. Everything comes full circle on the Kenny and JT show. We drive down the hill. Where are we going? Take a left. Okay, where are we going now? Right to where my car is. Sir, I don't know what you drive. I drive that. I forget what I was driving at that time. Might have been a Suburban. Into my car we go. This guy has no idea who the heck I am. Where are we going? We're going to the Sparta Lounge. Down Fulton Road we go. Left on 12th Street, into the Sparta Lounge for about 5 hours, folks. And I'm telling you, you want to talk a brush with greatness? We're talking Super Bowl stories, wins and losses, what the NFL was like, how tough these guys were. We're sitting down in the restaurant. People are coming up to get autographs. And some person walks into the restaurant, through the bar, up to Mr. Lilly. Excuse me, sir. And I'm thinking, no autographs right now. No autographs. They're like, I was just wondering, could you spare a dime? Oh, no. This lady asked her for a buck. It was hysterical. Had no idea who he was. But that's what Canton and Hall of Fame Festival is all about. What were your brushes with greatness? A celebrity. Whether it was a football player, entertainer, I don't care. 330-450-1480. That's one of our topics today. Get back into this baseball thing yesterday. When we talk about Saturday Night Live, and you remember the original Saturday Night Live way back when, and they were called the Not Ready for Primetime Players. Welcome to the 2021 edition of Cleveland Indians Baseball. Or as I like to say, the Not Ready for Primetime Players. Inexperienced team, not consistent in the field. One error yesterday, but no communication in the outfield. I do like Straw in center field, though. But isn't that what this season is all about? Saving money and scouting for the future. Starting pitcher last night probably could be considered the ace of the staff, right? Zach Plesac. 5 innings, he gives up 10 hits. That's way too many base runners. And 6 runs, they lose 7-2. So we can still talk about Indians baseball. I still love it. I don't care. Some people think they gave up. Not me. I love every game. I don't care. How can you watch baseball? It's boring. To me, it's not. It's still basically America's pastime. To me, I love football, but I'm telling you, MLB baseball does not play second fiddle to anything, and I still like it. And think about this, too. It sure as heck beats being the Kansas City Royals. Just saying. So it's a close 1-2 race between baseball and football, and you do realize the Hall of Fame game is tomorrow night. 7:30 pregame. You'll hear the game and the pregame right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. And if the Hall of Fame game is tomorrow, that means must be time to start talking about fantasy football. We're going to talk to Lance Goodman. We had him on the program a couple of weeks ago. He's with NFLExporter.com and get us ready for fantasy football. NBA free agency continues. Looks like our old friend Andre Drummond on the move. Half a season with the Lakers. Now it looks as though he's going to sign with the 76ers in a one-year deal. We wish him well. Loved Andre Drummond. Brian, give me the Olympic music, will you? We won't be able to play this after, what, 4 days left. I never could understand why, if you won a medal, you came home, or if you lost an event, you came home, and didn't wait till the closing ceremonies. That's what's going on, but with only 4 days left in the Olympics, does anyone really care? Simone Biles won only two medals, team silver and the balance beam bronze. So for me, that makes the Olympic men's basketball team now the big story. Taking on Matthew Dellavedova. I can't even say it with a straight face. They're taking on Matthew Dellavedova and Team Australia tomorrow at 12:15 a.m. if you can stay up.
Hey, this is Matthew Dellavedova. You've got the Cavs on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Thank you, Matthew. Matty, but you know what? They beat us already. Sure, it was a scrimmage, but still, maybe a little payback in store for them. Winner plays for the gold medal versus the winner of Slovenia and France.
The name is Conehead. We come from France. France. Well, that explains everything.
It does explain. They beat us already, too. But name me one player that plays for Slovenia. I don't even know. It's as bad. I don't even know where it is. That's horrible. Brian, where's Slovenia?
I think it's in Eastern Europe.
I knew you were going to say that. It's in the Eastern Bloc. Yeah, great.
It used to be the old Soviet Bloc.
That helps me. That helps me. What are they, part of that ROC? What is it? Russian Olympic Committee? Is that what that stands for?
Yeah. That's what Team Russia is called. We have Team USA. They have the Russian Olympic Committee.
They have a Bloc. Why don't we have a Bloc? We can't have a Bloc from sea to shining sea?
I think that is an old communist term. I don't think you want that.
I don't know. It's August 4th, folks, and the Halloween stuff is already out. Please make it stop. Christmas stuff is coming out next week. In some of these stores. Are you kidding me? Can't we just celebrate? Can't the day stay longer for just a little bit longer? What is it, 82 degrees right now in the Hall of Fame City? Please make it slow down a little bit. I don't like it when it gets dark early. I don't care if it gets cold. I like it when the sun's out. I don't like it when it's just gray skies all the time. It's depressing. August 4th and Halloween stuff out already. Two questions today. Brush with greatness during the Hall of Fame festivity, and one last one before we go to our first break. Last week, we talked about the Marion Motley statue going up in Stadium Park. Who in your town should be honored with a statue? You've got a Paul Brown statue at Tiger Stadium. Who goes up in Alliance? Maybe they already have one. What about Louisville? North Canton's got a statue across from the old Hoover plant. Is it Mr. Hoover? I have no idea. What about Minerva, Malvern, all these surrounding communities? If they're going to erect a statue in your hometown, who's it going to be? 330-450-1480. Get our first break in right now. It is Kenny and JT Show.
The Roadman and JT on 1480 WHBC.